State University. In 2011, with her novel, Who Fears Death, she became the first Black person to win the World Fantasy Award, which is an utterly baffling thing to type, given the award has been around since 1975. The original form of the award was a bust of H.P. Lovecraft, and Nettie's acceptance speech was instrumental in getting the World Fantasy Award's governing body to change the award from its original form, seeing as Lovecraft was a virulent racist. Her novella, Binti, won both the Hugo and Nebula Awards. She won a second Hugo for her graphic novel, LaGuardia, and that book also won the Eisner Award. Her other comics work includes writing for Marvel's Black Panther, Long Live the King, Wakanda Forever, and Shuri series, and for IDW's Antar, The Black Knight. Her book for young readers, Long Juju Man, won the Macmillan Writers Prize for Africa. Her YA novels, Akata Warrior and Akata Women, both won the Lodestar Award, which is basically a Hugo for YA works, and Akata Warrior also won the Locus Award. And her first novel, Zara the Windseeker, won the Wool Soyinka Prize for Literature in Africa. In addition, Nettie has a slew of nominations for these and other awards, and she has been inducted into the Science Fiction Hall of Fame. Recent books include She Who Knows, One Way Witch, and Death of the Author, for which she notably received a 7-figure advance, and for which I suspect she will garner even more award nominations. Other works for adults include Binti, Home, and Binti, The Night Masquerade, and all three Binti novellas were collected in the Binti, The Complete Trilogy, Omnibus. Nor, The Book of Phoenix, Remote Control, and Lagoon, an adaptation of which is in development at Amblin Entertainment. Other books for younger readers include Like Thunder, Shadow Speaker, and Ikenga. She's also the author of an autobiography creativity book called Broken Places and Outer Spaces. One downside of serving as guest editor is that your own work can't be included in the anthology, which is unfortunate because Nettie had a great story called Abracadabra in New Scientist in 2024. It's online on the New Scientist website. She's a wonderful short fiction writer, so I definitely endorse checking that out. And I'd also heartily recommend her short fiction collection, Kabu Kabu. Nettie and I go way back together. We first met online when I was doing interviews for Sci-Fi Wire, later known as Sci-Fi Wire and Blaster. And I interviewed her about her novel, Shadow Speaker. It was in that interview I learned that she and I had had the same rare spinal surgery, she for scoliosis, me for kyphosis, both of us ending up with rods attached to our spines. In her case, though, she was temporarily paralyzed for some time, which would directly influence Death of the Author, which features a disabled writer protagonist. Shortly after that interview, I convinced her to write a story for my first original anthology, Seeds of Change, which resulted in the amazing Spider the Artist. I later reprinted it in Lightspeed, so it's online there if you want to see what I mean. So in a lot of ways, her serving as guest editor is like our joint story coming full circle. Visit Nettie.com to learn more. Selection criteria and process. The stories chosen for this anthology were originally published between January 1st, 2024 and December 31st, 2024. The technical criteria for consideration are 1. Original publication in a nationally distributed North American publication, i.e. periodicals, collections, or anthologies in print, online, or ebook. 2. Publication in English by writers who are North American or who have made North America their home. 3. Publication as text. Audiobook, podcast, dramatized, interactive, and other forms of fiction are not considered. 4. Original publication as short fiction. Excerpts of novels are not knowingly considered. 5. Story length of 17,499 words or less. 6. At least loosely categorized as science fiction or fantasy. 7. Publication by someone other than the author, i.e. self-published works are not eligible. And 8. Publication as an original work of the author, i.e. not part of a media tie-in licensed fiction program. As series editor, I attempted to read everything I could find that meets the above.